Washington State could welcome more refugees soon. The U.S. State Department says it will lift restrictions on refugee admissions. The agency says that's because of a new spending bill passed by Congress, not because of the legal battle over President Trump's travel ban. Sarah Peterson is Washington's refugee coordinator. She says the state is already on track to meet its goal of resettling 3,800 refugees this year, and this change could help the state exceed that goal. But Peterson says mixed messages from the federal government have been a big challenge for resettlement agencies.
In preparation for declining numbers, all of the 8 refugee resettlement agencies that are located here in Washington State reported to me that they had to lay off resettlement staff. And that is challenging because refugee resettlement is one of the most difficult things that an organization has to do because it's very time intensive and it's also unpredictable. So having to cut back on staff and then receive information that they're actually going to resettle as many refugees as they had been in the past means that the staff may start to feel stressed and challenged. And that can be very hard on nonprofit organizations that work with under very lean budgets and provide a lot of services.
Earlier this year, the Trump administration attempted to cut in half the number of refugees allowed to enter the U.S. from 110,000 to 50,000. Nationally, refugee admissions have decreased by 66% since last October.